Welcome to Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Sacramento Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting second. The designated hitter, Trevor Larnach. Batting third. The catcher, Ryan Jeffers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Matt Wallner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Castro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ty France. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cody Clemens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brooks Lee. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Harrison Bader. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, David Festa. For the Sacramento Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Brent Rooker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Shea Langeliers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Muncy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Willie McIver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Max Schumann. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Denzel Clark. Pitching for the Sacramento Athletics, Mitch Spence. And now, play ball. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buxton hits a ground ball towards third. Muncy has it, but juggles the ball. Buxton reaches on the error. Buxton is on first. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Larnach hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffers hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wallner strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Butler hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Wilson is on with a walk. Butler moves to second. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Butler scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Langeliers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Muncy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Muncy hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Wilson scores. Rooker scores. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Willie McIver is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McIver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Castro is on with a walk. Ty France is at the plate with a count of 1-1. France hits a fly ball towards left. Rooker makes the catch for the out. One out. Cody Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clemens hits a ball in front of the plate. McIver can't make the play in time. Clemens gets a base hit. Castro moves to second. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schumann is called out on strikes. One out. Denzel Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Clark is out. Two outs. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Butler is one for one in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bader hits a line drive deep towards center. Clark makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton strikes out swinging. Two outs. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larnach is 0 for 1 in the game. Larnach hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Larnach is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5 to nothing, Athletics. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rooker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rooker hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Soderstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderstrom hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Rooker scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7 to nothing, Athletics. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langeliers is 0 for 1 in the game. Langeliers hits a line drive towards left field. Bader makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Muncy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muncy hits a pop-up towards short. Lee makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McIver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McIver is 0 for 1 in the game. McIver hits a fly ball towards right. Wallner is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Jeffers is out. One out. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallner hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castro hits a line drive deep towards center. Clark makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty France is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. France is 0 for 1 in the game. France hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and France is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumann is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumann hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. One out. Denzel Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Butler is on with a walk. Jorge Alcala replaces David Festa as pitcher. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Butler moves to third. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Rooker is on with a walk. Wilson moves to second. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Soderstrom hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Butler scores. Wilson scores. Rooker scores. A grand slam home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 0-for-2 in the game. Langeliers hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Langeliers is safe at second with a double. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Muncy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muncy strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cody Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a fly ball towards right. Butler is there to make the catch. One out. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bader is 0-for-1 in the game. Bader strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cody Funderburk replaces Jorge Alcala as pitcher. Willie Castro moves from third baseman to second baseman. Jonah Bride replaces Byron Buxton as third BA. Willie McIver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McIver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaman batting first. Cody Clemens moves from second baseman to left fielder. Harrison Bader moves from left fielder to center fielder. McIver hits a drive into right field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Max Schumann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schumann is 0-for-2 in the game. Schumann hits a line drive, base hit into center field. McIver scores. It's 12-1, Athletics. Denzel Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ground ball towards third. Bride throws to second to get Schumann. Clark is on first. One out. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clark moves to second. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. That is ball 4. Butler is on with a walk. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Clark moves to third. Butler moves to second. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker hits a ground ball towards the mound. Funderburk throws to home to get Clark. Butler moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Rooker is on first. 2 outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Soderstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Soderstrom hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Soderstrom is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Newcomb replaces Mitch Spence as pitcher. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bride hits a ground ball towards the mound. Newcomb throws to first, and Bride is out. 1 out. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larnach is 0-for-2 in the game. Larnach strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffers hits a fly ball towards right. Butler is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Logan Davidson pinch hits for Shea Langeliers batting 5th. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Langeliers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Langeliers is called out on strikes. 1 out. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Muncy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muncy hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Willie McIver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McIver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McIver hits a fly ball towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schumann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schumann hits a fly ball towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Wallner is on with a walk. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castro hits a pop-up beyond second. Schumann gets back and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ty France is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. France is 0-for-2 in the game. France hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. France is safe at second with a double. Wallner scores. It's 12-2, Athletics. Cody Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a fly ball towards center. Clark makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive, base hit into left field. France scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Harrison Bader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bader is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Bader is on with a walk. Lee moves to second. Michael Kelly replaces Sean Newcomb as pitcher. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bride is 0-for-1 in the game. Bride strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jonah Bride moves from third baseman to P. Royce Lewis replaces Trevor Larnach as third baseman batting second. Denzel Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Butler hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Clark moves to third. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball towards right. Wallner is there to make the catch. 1 out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rooker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rooker hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Rooker is safe at second with a double. Clark scores. Butler scores. It's 14-3, Athletics. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Soderstrom is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Soderstrom hits a fly ball towards left. Clemens makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Logan Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Davidson is on with a walk. Max Muncy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Muncy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Muncy hits a fly ball towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Drew Avens replaces Brent Rooker as left fielder batting third. Royce Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive towards center. Clark makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Jeffers is on with a walk. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallner strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castro hits a ground ball towards short. Wilson has it and steps on second to get the force on Jeffers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie McIver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McIver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. McIver is on with a walk. Max Schumann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schumann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schumann hits a line drive deep towards center. Bader makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denzel Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. McIver moves to second. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Butler strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jacob Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up beyond short. Lee gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mason Miller replaces Michael Kelly as pitcher. Ty France is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. France is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. France hits a fly ball towards center. Clark makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cody Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clemens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Clemens is on with a walk. Brooks Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ground ball to first. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, with Miller covering, double play. The game is over. The final score, Sacramento Athletics, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento.